I want to begin by saying that I hope that in this capital, we could agree on at least four common areas that I don't think there should be dispute. The first one is that all 132 legislators in this building want more jobs for the people of Wisconsin. I think to try to take any bill and try to say that somebody's not for more jobs is just outrageous and ridiculous. All 132 care. The second thing I think is important to be a common agreement understanding on is that in the Pinocchio Hills, God put a lot of water there. And I'm not going to second guess his decision. But that water, the five lakes, the two rivers, the Tyler Forks and the Bad River, 20-some trout streams, and thousands of acres of wetlands are a physical reality up there that cannot be disputed. That all that water is there, and everyone ought to acknowledge that as they try to deal with mining legislation. The third thing is that this is going to be the largest open-pit iron ore mine in the world. And in the first segment, the first 35 years of this project, as the mining company has indicated, they will do about a four-mile-long pit, half-mile to a mile wide, and up to 1,000 feet deep. The expectation is that 20% of what they dig up will be iron ore, which, of course, they will haul away to do. That's what they're looking for. They will haul that away to process it, which leaves the other 80% of what they dig up. In the mining industry, they call it overburden. A lot of people would just call it waste. It's the dirt and rock that's not iron ore. It's going to be an enormous amount of overburden or waste. Rough estimates are, when you think of a pit that size, we're talking about millions of tons of waste. You can also state that another way. It's billions of pounds of waste. And so the central thing that everybody ought to agree on is if you have millions of tons of waste and enormous amounts of water, how do you rectify and deal with the issue of where that waste goes? And the fourth thing, which I think there should be common understanding on, is Wisconsin is not the only player. We cannot solely, with our DNR or our legislature, we cannot permit a mine in Wisconsin. The Army Corps of Engineers, the federal government, has an equal say. They have to sign off on a permit. We've had lots of information from them. We have a letter from them that states very clearly, and we heard this at our hearings, that the best way to go about a permitting process is if the state and federal governments work collaboratively together on the process, on the same timelines, it makes the process go better, it can go faster, and it certainly costs the mining company a whole lot less money than if the Army Corps of Engineers goes on one time frame, state goes on another, mining company ends up paying for two environmental impact statements, etc. So I hope those four things that there could be common agreement on before we deal with legislation. Now to talk